I think we can officially call this comfort food season. You can blame the cold weather. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here to tell us about two events this weekend to feed our comfort food fix. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So we've got a theme this week, pies and pizza. Let's talk about Pizza Fest first. This is a competition?
Yes, this is happening at the Children's Museum of New Hampshire on Saturday evening from 5 to 7:30. And this is the fifth year they've done this. And it's sort of a competition, fundraiser, chance to eat as much pizza as you can.
Okay, we know kids like plain cheese pizza, but what about some of the more interesting varieties? Are we going to get more than just pepperoni and cheese?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I was talking to one of the organizers and she said, you don't see all that much just plain pepperoni because people are really trying to bring interesting combinations in the past. Well, dessert pizza is big. There's been like a peach cobbler pizza, apple pie pizza, seven-layer cookie pizza. There was a breakfast pizza at one of the years. And so the way this works is there's a couple of different judging. There's the adults get to judge for the more interesting toppings. Kids get to judge for the cheese pizza, which I think is perfect.
Makes sense.
For kids. There's some
panel. Kids will only eat the cheese.
Exactly. Or maybe only parts of the cheese pizza. And then there are judges that'll do sort of best overall type categories. And so the pizza places are competing, but you're also getting to taste all the pizzas.
Has this benefited the museum beyond just fundraising?
Well, you know, this is one of their regular fundraisers, and it's a fundraiser that brings in families, you know, not just adults. And so it's a way for kids to get involved, too, although people come, you know, just adults as well because they have a silent auction that goes along with it. And then for the pizza places, it's a way to kind of introduce themselves to people. You know, pizza on a Friday night is a tradition for a lot of families, so it's a way to add a new pizza place to your roster.
And it's a way to have pizza in a different environment.
Exactly.
So from pizza, pie to, well, just pie. This is another fundraiser with a food theme.
Yes, this is the Once Upon a Pie pie competition. It's held by the Friends of the Goffstown Library. And this takes place Saturday, kind of all day Saturday. So, you know, there's still time to get into this and compete. If you think that your apple pie or your chocolate mousse pie is the very best, you can go online, download their form. They're taking the pie entries Saturday morning from 10 to noon. And then Saturday evening, everyone comes back at 6 p.m. to Villa Agostina in Goffstown and you get a chance to eat pie.
How does this work, though? Can you taste pie before you buy?
Well, so the way that this is going to work, in each category, there's going to be a winner and a second place winner. The winning pie, they're only going to take a small slice to judge, which makes sense if you think about it. You're eating a lot of pie to judge these pies. So they're going to take a small slice. The rest of the pie, the winners get a live auction. The second place pies are sold in a silent auction. And then the rest of the pies are sold for $2 a piece. You get a chance to buy pies in different categories if you'd like, and then a chance to bid for the top place pies.
It sounds like the takeaway here is there's just lots and lots of pie.
There is lots of pie to eat that you don't have to make.
You can bring some if you want, taste some, or you can just go and enjoy the pie.
Absolutely. And, you know, they said some people even go and they'll buy a pie or two to take home and freeze for Thanksgiving.
So what does the library do with the money raised?
Well, the Friends of the Goffstown Library use this to fund the Museum Pass program.
Okay. Two events involving pie, pizza pie, and, well, just lots of pie. You can find out more on our website at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Thanks, Amy.
Have a delicious weekend. Love me a man.